Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:1-3. Good morning, friends. Good morning. As we know so well, we're living in a time when certain events make great headlines in the news. In fact, we find in the scriptures that at one time there were some folks, the Athenians and strangers, which were there who spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. See Acts 17:21. So they wanted to know of Paul what this new doctrine which he was preaching was all about. If it was new, if it was exciting, if it was different, if it made news, they wanted to know about it. Isn't that the way of the world these days? Quite often, after so long a time, people talk about things so much that they lose interest in it. The time was that Watergate was upon the lips of households scattered across the nation. But who cares about Watergate today? It is an old and worn-out story. I want to say my best and final words for the great and mighty things of God. But let us consider some of the things which have made news of importance down through the ages of time. I don't know how many people are living in the world when God sent the flood and destroyed them all. He saved 8 souls, Noah and his family. But there must have been thousands upon the face of the world. Can you imagine the rain which just kept pouring down in torrents until the lowlands were all flooded? Can you not imagine folks clinging to things which would float until they eventually died of hunger and weariness? That was newsmaking in those days, but there were no radios or newspapers to tell the story then. Think of a few of the major disasters which have occurred since time immemorial. In 64 A.D., fire destroyed most of Rome. Christians were blamed and executed as arsonists. Many perished from the face of the earth. Back in 542, there was an epidemic of bubonic plague which broke out in the Roman Empire, killing tens of thousands of folks. Then in 558, in Europe, Asia, and Africa, millions died from bubonic plague and smallpox. It is estimated that in Constantinople, 5,000 to 10,000 died daily. Think of that. Wouldn't that make news in the world today? In 1038, there was an earthquake in China with a recorded deaths of 23,000. Again in China on January 24, 1556, an earthquake killed more than 800,000, the largest number of fatalities from one earthquake in recorded history. But all earthquakes have not been confined to foreign countries. April the 18th, 1906, San Francisco experienced one with fire, which largely destroyed more than 4 square miles. There was more than 500 dead or missing, and property damage amounted to about 250 to 300 millions or more. Certainly, we would not forget the great Titanic, that so-called unsinkable ship. It was on April the 15th, 1912, when she struck an iceberg and sank with the great and noble of her day, some rich and some otherwise, with a loss of some 1,500 dead. Chicago had her chastisement by fire on October the 8th and 9th, 1871. About 3.5 square miles was burned out, and it is estimated that 250 died from Mrs. O'Leary's cow-kicking over lantern. The loss reached into the millions. How many remember March the 18th, 1937, when the New London, Texas schoolhouse exploded with a loss of 294 lives? Now, we could go on, but really we don't have to go back that far to remember when the Pan American 747 and the Dutch KLM 747 jumbo jets collided on the runway of the Canary Islands on March the 27th, 1977. Killing 579, making it the worst disaster in aviation history at that time. But turning from disasters, let us look at other things which might be great and news-making. There was the invention of the airplane by Wilbur and Orville Wright in 1903. The air brake on the railroad by George Westinghouse in 1868. The Kodak camera by George Eastman in 1888. The cotton gin by Eli Whitney in 1793. The first successful fountain pen by Louis E. Waterman in 1884. and the first commercially successful steamboat in the U.S. by Robert Fulton in 1807. Again, we might go on and on here with inventions and discoveries which were great in the eyes of the world. But there were other historical and news events from ancient to modern times. The Bible was translated into English by Wycliffe in 1382-84. The King James Version was published in 1611. The gold rush developed as gold was discovered at Sutter's Mill near Sacramento, California, January 24, 1848. The city of Jerusalem is a topic for lots of talk these days. It might be interesting to know that Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar in 586 B.C. It was returned to the Jews by Cyrus in 538 B.C., captured by Titus in A.D. 70, but the New Jerusalem, which is the center of God's spiritual kingdom, the Church of God, is now the seat of His government. No longer is God's temple found in literal Jerusalem, but the Father is seeking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. And now, laying aside all the great and wonderful events that made history for people of this world in a natural sense, it is my opinion that the greatest thing which ever happened is described in John 3:16. Let me give it to you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Regardless of all who rejected God, yet He loved the people of this world. They have fought and suffered much from disaster and afflictions. Yet God desires that they have everlasting life. Listen to the words of Jesus. This is what I call history making. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:7-10. But more and more religions of the East are spreading to the West and are becoming quite prevalent. Take, for instance, Islam. This is a religion founded by the prophet Muhammad, who lived from 570 to 632 A.D. He was born in Mecca, in Arabia, the son of a poor merchant. Both his parents died shortly after his birth, and he was raised by a grandfather and later an uncle. As a youth, he was a shepherd and worked as a conductor of trading caravans. He was married at the age of 24 to a wealthy widow who was 15 years his senior in age. He became a prosperous merchant and claims to have had a vision in which he was commanded to preach. His first converts were his wife and children. When he began to operate openly, he aroused considerable hostility. In 622, he barely escaped assassination and fled. He initiated warfare with the Meccans and eventually gained control of all of Arabia. His private life has been the source of much attention, especially his frequent marriages, often politically inspired, and troubles with his harem. The Bible of Islam is the Quran. Hinduism is the religion of many in India today. It was developed gradually over a period of 5,000 years. Literally hundreds of thousands of gods are recognized, and some forms of animal life is worshipped. Reincarnation is believed, and the ultimate goal is to be released from the cycle of rebirth in various human and animal forms. Then there is the story of Buddha, who it is estimated lived from 563 to 483 B.C. Buddhism is practiced largely in China, Korea, and Japan. Confucianism is practiced largely in China. It teaches that man is good and possesses free will and that virtue is its own reward. It encourages the custom of ancestor worship as a sign of gratitude and respect. Friends, this information of the different religions may prove to be uninteresting to you, but at one time or another, it has occupied the minds and thoughts of many men and women throughout the world. It made news in their lives. Where there is the real, then there is quite often the counterfeit. So I say, tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Listen to the words of King David. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. 2 Samuel 7:22. The Lord is still doing great things for his people. Now let us sum up this greatest of all events. 1. God so loved the world that he gave. The Son of God was more than human. He was God in the flesh, reconciling the world unto himself. 2. Jesus gave of himself and his very life's blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. 3. The one event which cannot be said of any other religious leader, the resurrection from the dead with an immortal body, gives us hope. Because he lives, we shall live also. Jesus has now ascended to the right hand of the throne of God, and we with patience await his coming. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jude 24:25. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Thou hast done great things for us, the greatest of which was the redemption from our sins. Help us know how to tell the story so that others may be benefited. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. Do be with us again next Sunday, same station and time. Those who help us keep the messages going out are deeply appreciated. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.